gather round friends to the music spot, hottest spot in town. Gather round friends, one and all, lay your papers down. Gather round all you thinkers, gather round one and all. The hottest spot on the university campus, right out here in the mall. Gather round. Gather around here for the music spot. Gather around in between class. Gather around here, don't worry about the grades. I'll make sure y'all shall pass. Come gather around, don't worry about your failures. Don't worry about it anyway. Come gather around, I'll talk to all of your profs and get you all straight A's. Come gather around. Come gather around, I know all the deans and I know all the grads. Come gather around, I'll talk to your mothers and I'll talk to all of your dads. Come gather around, I've been to all of your classes, I'll straighten out all of the books. Come gather around, if they don't like the way you talk or they don't like your looks, come gather around. Gather around, this is your big chance to go all the way. Come gather around if you're tired of those C minuses and you'd like a straight A. Come gather around if you'd like a PhD without having to do any of the jobs. Come gather around if your teachers all think with your headbands you look like slob. Come gather around. Gather around, this here's the spot. Don't ask no explanation. Come gather around, if you stick around here, I'll give you a free higher education. Come gather around, right on the outside spot, the outdoor class. Come gather around, don't worry about failure, y'all shall pass. Come gather around. Come gather around, this here must be a chance, the best chance around. Best chance that you'll ever find in this whole Seattle town. Come gather around, take those packs off, lay those books right down on the ground. Come gather around, don't worry about your grades, because straight A's are coming around. Come gather around. Come gather around, I know the university president, and I have been to his home. And I have retired Charles Odegaard, and I won't leave the mayor alone. Come gather around, the city council knows me by name and by sight. Come gather around, right out here we'll stay until it gets as dark as night. Come gather around. Don't worry about the rain, we're all waterproof. Rain never hurt anything. My name is Jim Page, this here's what I call the outdoor education class. Education comes in many forms, sometimes it don't look like it teaches you anything. But it's education nonetheless. I'm going to start off this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, as I watch them all pass, as I watch all these prospective audience members pass by. Some will stay and some will go, and some will eat hug food, I know. Bless themselves and cross their brains and go back home and hang around the kitchen drain after they eat that hug food. I don't blame them none. I try to stay away from the hug food myself. I'd rather chew on a number four pencil. This afternoon, the song I call A Sign of the Times. There's a sign of the times right there. Old friends meet, haven't seen each other in 25 years. You're each only 21 years old, but that's all right. 25 years is a long time. They go off together, they'll miss classes, get bad grades, but that's all right. This is a sign of the times. Lines of buses down the alleys past the houses where the watchdog watches out for strangers on the loose. I pick an address off the sidewalk, pick my way in past the padlock where the hot wire burglar alarm is sucking out the juice. But one man's loss is a man's crime. It ain't nothing but a sign of the times. The dirty son of an L.A. DJ, hot rod racing down the L.A. freeway. Wrong way down the one way right away, right into a crash. They send out for an egg car, come up running in with the crowbar. Pry him out and work him over so he don't get whiplash. But one man's laws of a man's crime, it ain't nothing but a sign of the time. The a street corner preacher. He's a karate teacher, black belt evangelist, doing God's almighty will. One of the hardcore sinners eat their pornographic dinners, go to church and bribe the minister with a $20 bill. But one man's love is a man's crime. It ain't nothing but a sign of the time. Old ladies with their nurses carry pistols in their purses to protect them from the children who are out of control. Adolescent alcoholics pickpocket people's wallets to work their way through grade school and make the honor roll. But one man's law is a man's crime. It ain't nothing but a sign of the time.
I really should have done that in the play.
All the low-down rounders and the dug-in undergrounders hang around with out-of-towners out looking for their chance. Panhandle propositions play on people's superstitions. Sleight of hand, pick the pockets right out of your pants. But one man's law is a man's crime. It ain't nothing but a sign of the time. The last of the big-time spenders with his solid gold suspenders. He's a blue blood born and raised real aristocrat. He's got all the qualifications, family name and reputation. He's a carrying on the tradition, growing aristocratic fat. But one man's loss is a man's crime. It ain't nothing but a sign of the time. The country singer from Tacoma says he's born in Oklahoma, learned to ride in Arizona, and he's got the boots to prove it. And all the jukebox groupies, they all knock him for a loopy, thinks he's got to be the greatest, he's got the record sales to prove it. And one man's law is another man's crime, it ain't nothing but a sign of the time. Yes, these times they are confusing. It's enough to make you blow a fuse, and it's enough to make you throw up your hands and say, what's these? But keep your eyes out on the double. You're headed straight for trouble. This whole wide world, you know, is gonna bust out on the loose. And one man's law is a man's crime. It ain't nothing but a sign of the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a song for all of those of you that may have been away during the summer. We had some wonderful things happen during the summer out here. Wonderful things. One of the most wonderful things that happened during the summer happened all over the United States all at the same time. Our president resigned himself. That's right. That was one of the most wonderful things I ever saw. I watched it on TV. Thought it was fascinating. The logic and the reasoning behind the whole thing just amazed me. I thought it was fascinating. I sat there with my little notebook, my little pencil, taking notes, scratching down lines, making up verses, and I got myself this song here. That is for my ex-president of the United States. Really wonderful, beautiful man who seems to still be with us, as far as anybody can tell. Really, they're checking with him all the time, saying, well, am I doing right, Dick? I think you're doing good, Jerry. What would you do about this, Dick? Well, I'd keep my mouth shut, Jerry. This is song for us. This song I call Poor Richard Shot His Wad. Poor Richard shot his wad. Good God, he shot his wad. Caught him in the corner like a two-legged dog. Poor Richard shot his wad. Hot like a rat with the teeth in the cheese, like a yellow belly jellyfish shaking in the knees. He jumped down, thinking with his eyeballs blinking, thinking, good God, Billy Graham, save me, please. Poor Richard shot his wad. Good God, he shot his wad. On the TV, talking till his tongue got sore, with his hand on the Bible and his eye on the door, for to get out good while they're getting good. Defeat with honor in the Watergate War. Poor Richard shot his wad. Oh my God, he shot his wad. Gerald Ford, the ever-ready DP, dry in the mouth, watching on the TV, thinking and amused, did I leave any clues? Sure hoping nobody comes checking on me. Poor Richard shot his wad, oh my God, shot his wad. B.B. Rebozo blew a fuse, and his face went white when he heard the news. He said, head for the door before they find out any more, and if they ask any questions, just act confused. Poor Richard shot his wad, good God, shot his wad. Now the first lady was the first to stand, and she took poor Richard by his poor right hand. Then it's out to the country, San Clemente, start living on the presidential pension plan. Poor Richard shot his wad, good God, he shot his wad. Back at home with the wife and kids, poor Richard was staring through his eyeball lid, saying, I don't see you. Why me? I didn't do nothing that nobody else did. Poor Richard shot his wad, good God, he shot his wad. Caught in a corner like a two-legged dog, poor Richard shot his wad. Well, I hope you don't think that it's over and done. It was a long time coming, but it's only begun. He wasn't alone, you know, he wasn't on his own. There's a lot more where he came from. Poor Richard shot his wad. Good God, he shot his wad. You take one man out, put another man in. Let one man lose, let another man win. Trade one for another, and it's just like the other. And you're right back stuck to where you started again. Poor Richard shot his wad. Good God, he shot his wad. Well, there's rats in the cracks of the Constitution, and the Godhead American Institution is a social disease they call the three P's: power, politics, and prostitution. Poor Richard shot his wad. Good God, he shot his wad. Well, I'm looking to the future with open eyes. I see them all lined up and they're dropping like flies. The two sides to a changing tide. One shall fall and the other shall rise. Poor Richard shot his wad. Good God, he shot his wad. Caught in the corner like a two-legged dog. Poor Richard shot his wad. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. There's a whole group of people that have taken great advantage of this fact. Taken great advantage of the fact. I sang that song on radio just a while back on Talkto KTW. That's right, AM radio, KTW, very respectable daytime housewife talk show. It was out there about noon on Saturday. Sang that song, switchboard lit right up. Lit right up. It did. One lady called in. She says, don't you think he's suffered enough? And I thought for a second, and I thought, well, on the first hand, I could say, no, ma'am, I don't think he has. And I thought, well, no, that wouldn't be the right thing to say, really, on the radio like this. We're trying to talk to these other people, you know, trying to educate people and trying to, you know, get brains going. So I say, well, ma'am, actually, he has nothing to do with it. It's not a question of if poor Richard has suffered enough. It's a question of the United States of America. Really, he's only one man. He has nothing to do with it at all. He says, well, that's the trouble with you people. You're always complaining about things. Well, I didn't play this song, but I should have. This song about our mayor here in Seattle, Wes Ullman. He's a beautiful man. He's a beautiful man. This is a very short song, ladies and gentlemen, because there's really not much you can say about it. I want you to hear this song. Now, you'll like this song. It's a real good one. Right down your alley. Very short song, ladies and gentlemen. This is about our mayor. If you don't know him, you will by the time I'm done, because there's really nothing more to him except what I put in this song. That's why it's so short. Seattle is a beautiful city, and I guess it only fits that in its beautiful city hall, the beautiful mayor sits. With his plaited checkerboard fashion pants to match his wide bow tie, and his pure white ultra-bright shining teeth to flash you right in your eye, as he sits propped up against the window sash, proud to show his new mustache. He's a beautiful man, known to all as a silver fish of City Hall. Now, how could we be so lucky? How could we be so blessed? Who cares if he's got any brains? Just look at the way he's dressed. What difference does it make if he's honest or not? Let him go ahead and rob us blind. When you're picking people by their good looks, well, you'd pick him every time. Is he real? Is he pure? Only his hairdresser knows for sure. And he's not saying anything at all about the silver fish of City Hall. Like I was going to say originally, ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole group of people that have taken great advantage of these things that are going on in the world. They'll approach you all over the place. They'll say, you want to read about it? You want to read about it? Here, you can read about it. 25 cents, you can read about it. Here, buy these newspapers. Here, I'll tell you all about it. Here, come to these rallies to tell you all about it. Come to the bookstore. We got books about all this stuff. We got books about capitalism. That's right, we got books about the evils of capitalism. $7.95 for the color illustrated version. That's right, hardcover. That's right, we got books about it. If you're worried about this thing, if you're worried about what money is happening to the United States, if you're worried, we don't want this capitalism around anymore, this goddamn terrible capitalism, here, read about it. $7.95, this week only. It's on sale. On sale, that's right. It's illustrated and autographed. Well, I wrote a song about him. This song has raised a few eyebrows in my time. I kind of, you know, keep a careful watch to see who's around on the parameter, as they say, or the perimeter, whichever word is correct. I don't know. I've been hanging around the university here trying to increase my vocabulary, but it's slow. It's very slow. This is a song that I call Bookstore Revolutionaries. You've seen them. I've seen them. I've sung at their rallies. I've sung in their bookstores. I've passed my hat in their bookstores. They don't like me passing my hat in their bookstores, but I figure, well, goddamn, we got to get these people working, you know. I got a way to work now. I got a way to work. I shouldn't have to do it this way, but I do. I have to do it this way, so I'm going to have to do it. I say, well, Jim, could you just not do it tonight? Well, I'm sorry, I have to do it tonight. But we're talking about the revolution. So am I. This song called Bookstore Revolutionaries. Among the noontime crowd, with an arm full of newspapers talking out loud, eyes full of fire and a tongue full of talk, and a 10-speed bicycle parked around the block, where the great god ghost of Karl Marx, with curlers in his beard, great intellectual vacuum head, long since disappeared, screaming at the top of the stairs with a bullwhip and a tear at those wild-eyed radical missionaries, bookstore revolutionaries. Out on the campus in their college clothes, with quotation buttons on the end of their nose, wearing out-of-sight rose-colored bifocal glasses to infiltrate the masses in their English classes. And they laugh about the fat professor Flock, how they got them all on the run. But you never see them laughing too much too long, because they got to get their homework done. And there's time enough for liberation after graduation for those wild-eyed radical missionaries, bookstore revolutionaries. Down with the prophets and the first bank telescreen, the militant army of newspaper sellers. Up with the people, long live liberation, says the editor-in-chief in charge of circulation. And revolution hits through the streets of the city in the newsprint paper typhoon, where the brains of the revolution sitting way off in the back of the newspaper room, trying to write their way through it so they won't really have to do it. They're those wild-eyed radical missionaries, bookstore revolutionaries. From the inside out, it's Rosie the Rush with her hair hung out. She's a secretary working on a welfare crew, keeping track of all the clients when they're coming through. Out to get that capitalist bourgeois boss, she shows her disrespect by the look on her face that she looks right back when she picks up her payroll check. And if she don't get that raise, she's gonna really show her ways as a wild-eyed radical missionary, bookstore revolutionary. The bold avenging angel knight, sharpening his teeth by the candlelight, the boiling rage running through his veins, out the holes in his head where his brain drains. He lives in a cluttered compost heap in a second story flat. You could clean it with a shovel and a fire hose, but he don't have time for that. He's too busy fighting with his wives or telling other people how to run their lives. He's a wild-eyed radical missionary, bookstore revolutionary. What can I say? Behold the great Magnifico, the rebel master manifesto, bulletproof and bodyguarded, two-fisted, twice retarded. He's the beautiful beloved party hero, the one who gives the call from the beautiful beloved party poster on the beautiful beloved wall. He's the people's high commissar, the revolutionary superstar for those wild-eyed radical missionaries, bookstore revolutionaries. Now there's 97 groups in the movement line. Each thinks the other is a little out of line. When they all get together, it's a beautiful sight to see all those revolutionaries getting in a fight. It's the communists, the socialists, the Maoists, and the Marxists in a knockdown, drag-out brawl. An incredible explosion of newspaper pages. You can hear it clear to Montreal. And what else can they say except it must have been the CIA that got those wild-eyed radical missionaries, bookstore revolutionaries. Every day they're out there doing what they do, coming and going and passing through, and all the ordinary people in their ordinary way, seeing what they do and hearing what they say. And thinking in their brains, no, that's not it, no, wait a minute, something's wrong. It's that same old thing, we've seen it before, it's been going on all along. And if there's one thing that we don't need, it's another newspaper to read from those wild-eyed radical missionaries, bookstore revolutionaries. Revolution is coming and you can't deny it, but neither can you sell it, and neither can you buy it. It ain't a lot of quotation, washed out talk, or a groovy salute when you're walking down the sidewalk. It's more like a bomb through a bookstore window, blowing holes in the register till, and the great god ghost of Karl Marx laughing through the windowsill. So get away out of the door, it's coming in through the bookstore after those wild-eyed radical missionaries, bookstore revolutionaries. Thank you very much. Last year, sometime during the early spring, I think it was, I was out here, had a crowd around, and I was playing that particular song, and I noticed over off on the perimeter of the crowd were two campus policemen in uniform. And they kind of stood there for a while. I could see one of them kind of start to grin. Then I finished the song. They walked right through the middle of the crowd, right out in the open, up to my hat. Leaned down and each put money in the hat. Walked off, and everybody looked at him. Walked off. And ever since that, they waved at me until one day they heard me playing this particular song here. Kind of funny, people come and go. Sometimes they like me and sometimes they don't. This is a song about policemen. Campus policemen, non-campus policemen. Just the idea of being a policeman. Being a good policeman. Now, this isn't about all policemen. Have to get that straight. This is not about all policemen. This is only about the gung-ho policeman. The one who would like to remain a policeman. Who would like to be a good policeman. Who would like to get up that repertoire of tickets. Who would like to notch that club. Who would like to get his name on the recommendation board of the captain. Who would like to get those sergeant stripes. This is all true, all in this song. I've either seen it with my own eyes, or I've read about it in the established newspapers, and seen it on the established TVs. And I know this is true because I've been in their jails. I've seen what they do when there's nobody around except other policemen. That's how you find out. This is the song I call Law and Order's Finest. Some people don't like this song, but then some people don't like tennis shoes. Everybody knows who I'm talking about except the one that I'm talking about. It usually works very well. A song called Law and Order's Finest. Better watch out, don't take no chances, don't go giving no sideways glances. Law and order got you on the run with the hardwood handle and a point-blank shotgun. Law and order's finest. They go in packs like Pavlov's dogs, prowling through the alleys in the waterfront fog. Nosing around the trash cans, sniffing in the drains, get their tails all caught up in their handcuffed chains. Law and order's finest. Sergeant Friday got the caffeine shakes, his trigger finger trembles and his forehead aches. You see him ambush an alley cat, grab it by its tail, put the handcuffs on it and take it down to jail. Law and order's finest. Officer Friendly hits the public schools, grinning like an uncle with a belt full of tools. And the teenage kid they catch stealing gas gets shot in the back, no questions asked, by Law and Order's finest. Narco boys take the pusher for a ride, confiscate the evidence and sell it on the side. But you don't say steal, you don't say rob, it's just a hard-working rookie with a moonlight job. Law and order, finest. Trigger-happy soldiers on the one last line, between the badge and shield and a world of crime. In a crossfire raid on an outlaw hole, those sharp-shoot shooters shoot each other full of holes. Law and order's finest. The riot squad wolf pack hotter than a pistol, barking through the bullhorn, blowing on the whistle. You get mace in the face and a booty in the belly, and they leave you with a face like a fistful of jelly. Law and order's finest. Undercover agents in a normal disguise, sucking on a toothpick, looking at you sidewise, slipping like a lizard through a hole in the ground, taking money from the mob when there's no one around. Law and order's finest. Higher up officials polish up their sleeves, hanging out with the big boys thicker than thieves, cutting up the pie with a generous knife. 20 years of payola and you're set for life. Law and order. No knock warrants like a legal assault. If the people don't like it, it's their own fault. Justice shall not circumvent, guilty till proven innocent, by law and order's finest. Now they're a mighty bit nervous, you can see it in their eyes. The order's getting shaky and there's crime on the rise. They get a lot of heat from the people on the beat, and it ain't so safe no more walking on the street, for law and order's finest. Better watch out if you go too far. Don't matter if you're loaded with a silver-plated star. Don't matter if you're legal when your laws are full of holes. You could find yourself outnumbered, backed up in a hole, like law and order's finest. And you better watch out for when the people start to rise. Don't try to stop it if you want to get wise. It's bigger than you, it's the biggest of all. And them that can't stand are them that fall, like law and order's finest. thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that might be new to the University District, this is the first part of the school year here, so there's probably some of you here that are from other parts of other universities or other areas. This is a song that has to do with our, I say our because I've been playing out here for a little over 2 years now, so I kind of consider this to be my campus. This is a little song about our university area here, down there on University Way, taking a walk from one side of University Way to the other, about four blocks from, say, 43rd to 47th, 42nd to 46th, 41st to 45th. Just an ordinary walk. You wouldn't think it would take too long until you start getting approached on one corner over here. Guy with shaving hands and incense stick. Other corner over there, a guy who looks like he ought to be getting sick. Another corner over here, a fellow with platinum knee-length boots. Other fellow down here got a squirt gun, looks like he'd like to shoot. Another fellow over here selling flowers with a sandwich board across his shoulder. Down on the corner, someone selling youth potion because he's getting older. All the way up and down the block, you got people grabbing you by your sleeve, and you're saying, look, man, I'm hungry. How about letting me go so I can leave? And they say, do you know Buddha, Hare Krishna, or some other guy? Or here, have you read about the radical this? And they look you right in your eye. And they've got feelers coming out of their foreheads and antennas out of their neck. And they're walking around saying, here's free literature now. Can I have a blank check? I've seen them, children of God, walking up and down the sidewalk saying, here, would you like to read about the crazy crusader? And they hand you a pamphlet saying, crazy crusader. And you say, yeah, well, I guess it'd be kind of fun. Yeah, let me take a look at this here. And you look at it a little bit. Say, yeah, I'll read about this. Thanks a lot. And you start to walk off, and the guy grabs you by your sleeve and says, how about a little donation here, a little something, you know, just to kind of cover the price of you know, printing maybe a quarter or a dollar or, you know, something like that, $1.50, $2. Very Christian of them, I would think. Wouldn't you say? Holy Hubert would like that, I think. He should use a hat, Holy Hubert. He'd probably make a mint. But this is a song about ordinary walk, like I said, up University Way, and the kind of people that you run into around here. Old Henry the Fiddler here can probably tell you that there's people like this in most other parts of the world, too. There's a lot of them these days. I know they're down there in Berkeley. I know they're in New York City. But we got them here, too. There goes some now. Incognito, don't you know? Tell them as they walk by. Got his hands behind his back there. That very takes them out of the way. Isn't that wonderful? Most of them don't like me too much. That's all right. Don't bother me none. This song called Bad Dream. That's a bad dream right there. These things always happen when I play. Airplanes buzz me, dogs bark. It's a very vocal dog. Teach him to sing, it'll be good. Has a voice like I do, kind of. I was walking on the street, I was shopping for shoes. I had them store hop window shop, shoe shopping blues. I was standing on the corner, wondering which way to go, when along come a fella with a shiny halo. He said, son, and I said, dad, and I immediately wished that I hadn't had. Well, he grabbed me by the collar, dragged me down onto the ground, said, rejoice, repent, you have been found. I said, I ain't lost, and he said, oh, but you are, as I jumped through the wheels of a speedy moving car. And as he blocked up all the traffic, reciting my last rites, I was running down the other side of the street, clean out of sight. Well, I still did not have no shoes upon my feet when I run into a fella who was dancing on the street. I said, howdy, and he said, hurry. He said, stay, and I said, I gotta hurry. As he grabbed me by the arm, I said, shoes is all I need. And he immediately gave me a magazine to read. Well, his head, it was shaved, and it started to shine as he said, here, Let me straighten out your mind. I said my mind is straight, much straighter than a bird. But he was somewhere off in Buddha land and he never heard a word. When I left him, he was chanting to a public telephone. And I walked off down the other side of the street. It was finally alone. I was wondering how things could ever get much worse when I run into a fellow who was carrying a purse. I said, who are you? And I was sorry that I did when he pinched me on the cheek and said, I'm a whiz kid. I said, oh good, I know a fellow who will like you very well. He's further on down the street talking to a phone booth. His name is William Bell. Well, by now the stores were closing. It was getting pretty late. I decided to go back home. Decided I'd have to wait. That night I dreamt that I was saved. And when I woke up in the morning, my head was shaved. There was a halo in the closet trying to get out through the door. And someone had left a purse right in the middle of the bedroom floor. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of whiz kids, as they say, about a year ago or so, a couple of years ago, however long it was, I was down trying out street singing, Lower Pike Street, out there finding out if it was legal or not. I didn't know if it was legal. I figured the best way to find out would be just to go ahead and do it. See if anybody came up and said, I'm sorry there, Paige. I'm going to have to do this. I hate to have to do this, you know, but it's my job. I like your music myself. I got nothing against you myself. Okay, name, ID. It's not me that's doing this, Paige. I'm not doing this. It's my job. You know, I got to do this. I'm hired. I got a wife and kid to support, Paige. Okay. Okay, hands against the wall. Okay. Okay, now, it's not me that's doing this now. I'm not doing this and go off the whole thing, all the while telling me it's not him that's doing it. I was waiting for that, and it finally happened. It finally happened one day. But before it actually finally happened, I was out there playing one afternoon. Very nice afternoon it was. I was out there singing, making up songs, trying not to do nobody wrong. 10-speed bicycle, the guy on the ground with a 4-inch of hair all stuck all around. Just making up songs about the piddle man, cleaning his fingernails the best he can. With his key ring thing hanging from his hand, cleaning his fingers the best he can. Not paying attention to nothing except his own two fingers. Ponytail and a part in the middle. Makes it real easy to play that fiddle. Just talking about people that are walking by with a purse, and I don't know why. Shopping probably here in the university. You can buy a lot of things. You can even buy a professor if you have enough money. Safeco proved that. But I was out there singing. I was making up songs. I'd do that after I finished, you know, after I figured I'd played all the songs I could and didn't know what else to do on the street. I'd make up songs about the people going by. And one day, I was doing that. And these two kind of, you've seen them, the kind of multi-sexual, they can go either way, dogs, cats, anything. High-heel boots, high-heel aluminum, platinum boots, stars on the cheeks, hair all stuck out. One guy, I think, or one thing had purple hair, a lot of lip rouge, lipstick, eye shade, beard stubble. There's one now. They often have high-pitched voices, very high-pitched voices off there in the background. You can't tell what you're talking to these days. I saw a picture of Wayne Newton the other day. Boy, there's one for you. He's nationally famous, too, like the Loud family. I thought that was wonderful, the American family, you bet. That's what it comes to. So they walked down the street right in front of me, and I just kind of watched them go by. Good God. And then right behind them, came these two very respectable, older middle-aged ladies. Very respectable with their purses and their shopping bags, walking right down the street right behind the two multi-sexual organisms that walk. And I watched them go by, and it was the first thing that came to my mind, really, that made me sing this song. Then I went home a while later and kind of worked. You wouldn't think it was your son, would you, Mom? You wouldn't think he was your son, would you, Paul? You wouldn't think after what he's done, hot on the binge of a 9-day run, in the beauty parlor with his pants undone, you wouldn't think he was your son, would you?
Well, I've seen him in his Sunday suit, polyethylene pants and half-track boots. He had a yellow feather wig hat on his head. You should have heard what I heard him said. You wouldn't think he was your son at all. Think they were your kin, would you, Ma? You wouldn't think they were your kin, would you, Pa? And you wouldn't think it'd be too much to ask. I mean, you always tried to be so high class. Ain't this spreading it a little bit thin? You wouldn't think they were your kin, would you? They're outside now. They want to see you crawl, but just ain't got no respect at all. And everybody knows all over town are going to bring your property prices down. You wouldn't think they were your blood at all. Daughter, would you, Ma? You wouldn't think she was your daughter, would you, Pa? You wouldn't think after what she did, a flying leap on the motel skid, it's enough to make you blow your lid. You wouldn't think she was your kid, would you? Well, it sounds bad, it sounds funny, but I know how she makes her money. They call her the flash, they call her the flop. Landlady gonna call the cops, but you wouldn't think she was your daughter at all. And you wouldn't think it would end this way, would you, Ma? You wouldn't think it would end this way, would you, Pa? You wouldn't think after all you've been through, oh, no, it can't be true. They don't even look like you. You wouldn't think it would end this way, would you? All you've learned your whole life through, now it ain't no good to you. Gonna slip away like it's made out of sand. Leave you sitting with your head in your hand, but you wouldn't think it would end this way, would you, Ma? You wouldn't think it would end this way, would you, Pa?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is a song that is strictly, entirely, 100% about money. I have songs about God, and if you have songs about God, you have to have songs about money. In this day and age, you have to. There's no way around it. It's starting to sprinkle. This is going to weed out the audience from the non-audience. And there they go. The ones that really want to are the ones that are just kidding around. They get to find out it's starting to sprinkle. I'll stay out here. Don't bother me. I don't have very much money invested in this guitar, I can tell you that right now. I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. This guitar plays underwater. Don't bother me. We're going to see what the audience does now. We're going to find out how well they teach you out here. This is the real world. This is not the classroom, you know. It rains in the real world. I don't know what it does in the classroom, but it rains in the real world. There goes one now. Hope he can get home before his brakes get wet.
Hello, Jim.
How you doing?
Fine, how are you? How's your summer?
Real good. Sit yourself down there.
I sure will, Brother Jim.
Plenty of room.
Yep. Why don't everybody here sit down too and join us?
Will you say something good, Jim?
What's that?
Will you say something good today?
Will I say something good?
Yeah.
I will.
Good day.
It is a good day.
It is a good day.
It is a good day. What do you think of the weather?
Nice and rainy.
Typical for future.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You ought to go to those parts of the country where it's dry. You ought to take a look around there. You ought to see how you feel out there in the Arizona desert for a while.
I was born and raised in Utah.
You were? I was born and raised in San Jose.
All right.
And if you don't think that gets dry out there,
yeah.
Boy, I tell you, I spend about, what are you laughing at there?
Oh!
You ain't even started yet. You can fall over backwards, knock your head on the lawn, knock your brains all out through your nose.
Which do you like the best?
Huh?
Which do you like the best, the dry or the wet?
Which do I like the best, dry or wet? Well, the best I don't think I've seen yet, but I'll take this. This is real good. I like this weather. Good for the trees. It's good for my knees. It's good for the water on my brain. Good for everything. Good for my sink and good for my kitchen drain. I love the water. Makes the trees green.
Yeah.
Makes those trees green. Makes the ground grow. Makes the fiddler walk backward. You don't know, he says, I'm going south. He calls himself an international, a world traveler, countrywide traveler, the only countrywide traveler fiddle player. That's why he had to keep moving, because if he stays in one place long enough, he might run into another traveling fiddle player. In which case, there will be more than just one, and there goes reputation and everything. But that's all right. That's all right. It's only starting here. This is only early fall. Wait till winter comes along. I'm out here in January.
That's right. I've been out here last year. I was out here all last year. It's snow on the ground. That's right. I was out here playing in snow.
That's right.
Snow. I get a small crowd, but by God, they're a good crowd. Amen. I tell you, if you get a crowd in the snow, you got a good crowd. You got a good audience. I like this. This is one of my best audiences right here. Sitting right down here. You see him right there.
That's right.
That's right. Clap. Clap for yourself. Give yourself a little applause there. We're talking about you there.
Yep.
Yes, I love the rain. Stand out here all day, soak it up. I went down to California summer before last. I got so dry, my bones turned to powder. I come back up, it started to rain. I just stood outside and soaked it up. I love it. People talk bad about it. The weathermen talk bad about it. That's what I don't understand. Weathermen get on TV and say, oh, geez, it looks like it's going to rain some more. And here people's wells are drying up. There's fire warnings out up in the mountains. Everybody remembers what happened a year ago when the dams dried up because of no rain, and here it is raining, and the weatherman says, God, it's going to rain some more. Well, I'd like to give him a bus ticket to New Mexico.
I'd like to give him a bus ticket to Texas.
Ticket. Would you like one? I can get you one. Anybody have a bus ticket for Texas for my friend here, my traveling friend? Yes, sir. You got a question.
What happened on the court situation?
On the court situation.
You were singing.
You have to remember that when you talk to me, you are talking to everybody here.
Right.
Okay, the question was, this is a question and answer period, what happened at the court session? It was very successful, very highly successful. It was a packed hearing. Randy Revell was there. He was the chairman head. Just like the newspaper said, Randy Revell, I know him so well, Randy Revell. Right next to Randy Revell sat George Benson. To this day, I cannot recognize George Benson. I can barely recognize Randy Revell. None of them have any face. If you'll notice, if you look at the city council people, they have no faces. They're like whipped cream in business suits, whipped cream in double knit. I still can't recognize George Benson. I can actually recognize Bruce Chapman because he wears glasses. The only way I can recognize him, and he has that strong chin that kind of comes under his lip back to his throat. Very strong chin he has. I can recognize him, and I can recognize Sam Smith. The only reason I can recognize Sam Smith is because he looks like he should have two bolts in his neck. If he had two bolts in his neck, he would be the perfect man. Hi, my name is Sam Smith. Sam Smith was there too, and the TV cameras came in, and they started filming, and every time a TV camera would come over, by Sam Smith's way, he would grin, look up at the camera, sit back and grin for the camera. Elections are coming up, you know, every couple of years or so, and you got to keep up your image if you want to get a good score. That's what those TV cameras are for. Every good city councilman knows that, and Wayne Larkin was there.
Hey, Jim.
Mr. Law and Order himself. Hold it a second there. I'm in the middle of this one question. I'll get to your question when I'm done. Maybe I'll get to sing a song after a while, too. Don't play with your hose out here in public. Yeah, Wayne Larkin was there, too. He's Mr. Law and Order. Fine man. Wayne Larkin, he was on my side, or so I understand. He used to be a beat policeman. Old Wayne Larkin. And he said, I quote you this. This is a fantastic hearing, the most fantastic hearing I ever saw. Wayne Larkin said, well, I didn't know it was illegal. I didn't know it was illegal. I used to walk a beat down in Chinatown years ago when I was on the force. There was a Salvation Army out there all the time playing. We never did anything. And I said, Wayne, that's a church. Oh, well, there were other guitar players, too. I didn't do anything. Maybe it was a tolerance policy. I don't know. And he dwindled off. Randy Revell said, Wayne, it probably was just a tolerance policy. That's probably what it was, a tolerance policy. That dwindled off. The only opposition was the Musicians Union themselves. Now, I was in the Musicians Union for a week and a half once. Cost me $64 to get in, cost me $10 to get out. That's right. All they did for me was give me a card, a rule book, and recommend that I pay my dues on time. Musicians Union. Norm Hoagie, the Musicians Union president, came up to the stand. A beautiful man, been in Seattle for years. There's a camera back there. I don't know how they got here. Give a wave there. Watch out, everything goes on film these days.
They follow me around sometimes. See which way they're going. They're going the other way. Thank God for that. I got friends in high places.
Up in the bell tower. Norm Hoagie comes up to the stand and he says, "We, the Musicians Union, are definitely against street singing. We represent thousands, tens of thousands of dues-paying musicians all across this great wide land. And for them to be paying their dues and being good standing members of the Musicians Union and then have these freebies, these scabs out there playing on the sidewalk for nothing, that just makes me sick." And people booed. People did. They booed. They hissed. He says, "Well, I guess I know what it feels like when the Christians get thrown to the lions." And he goes, sits down right next to me. Kind of puts his head in his hands. Then somebody else from San Francisco got up and said, "City Council people, for a man from a coercive organization like the Musicians Union," turned around, looked at Norm Hoagie, "a coercive organization. I've been in the union. A coercive organization like that is ridiculous. They don't do anything," and he just said everything that I just said. And I thought, how about that? I was going to open my big mouth and hear this nice young fellow went up and testified. Well, the whole hearing lasted about an hour. Started to rain, started to shower. People started to get up to go, and I say, "Hold in a minute now. Don't you know I'm not quite done? I'm not going to stay right there. I'd watch out." Well, you got your students, and then you got your just players around, the ones that just hang around the hall. Don't do nothing at all. Wipe it off. Let it sit there. It'll ruin it. Hit her harder. Hearing went very well. City Council passed it. No trouble at all. Mayor signed it. He had a little bit of trouble signing it. He can't write too good. And somebody else signed it that looks like chicken scratching. I don't know who it is. I don't know who that is. And I figured, good, I can go out and play now. We're in the middle of our 30-day waiting period. That's right. When a law is passed, you have 30 days before anything happens. That's so somebody can go out and get signatures saying that street singing should not be legal. If it's legal, my children will die, my dog's stomach will blow up, my wife will lose all of her hair, and my teeth will fall out. You get a lot of doctors to sign it. It looks like it's starting to rain. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wind up. I hate to do this to you. I don't want to have to do this to you any more than you want to have to do it to me. But this is it. I've been rained out. This happens every once in a while. I'd like to end with a rain song to make the rain last. Because we need this rain just like we need all that gas. So ladies and gentlemen, I thank very much. My hat is on the floor. And I shall play this last verse and then I shall not play anymore. But I shall be back next week where I have some songs to sing that I could not get to today because of the rain and other things. So I thank you very much. I hate to see you stand out in the cold. So I'll pack myself up to get along before I get too old. Thank you very much. My name is Jim Page. I'll be back. When it gets legal, I'll be downtown and out here. That's right. I'll be all over town. So thank you very much, and good afternoon.
That was great, Jim.
Well, I thank you. How are you been?
So good.
Oh, yeah, I did. Nice. Ian. Earthquake worked out.
I'm in a fucking two lawsuits right now myself. I don't know how the fucking movie goes. It's just fucking bureaucracy bullshit.
Oh, I know. I just blow
your ears and stick me up.
Hey, I just got played an hour anyway.
Really?
Hey, Jim.
15.
Would you like to come up with me to Haggett Hall for a sec?
I can't right now, Ron. I got to look up a guy that was going to get me some pictures. And then I got to go practice some songs with the band.
Yep. But, your number's still the same, 632-6203?
Right, you got to memorize.
I sure do.
Better than I do. I got to look at it each time before I make a call.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Jack?
I'm in 220 Haggett, Jim, so anytime you're in this area and you want to drop up, feel free.
220 Haggett?
Yep.
All right.
I'd like to see you. I'd like to introduce you to some of the people, you know?
Well, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, 220 Haggett.
Right on.
I got it.
You're free to have dinner with me in the German house some evening with you.
All right, if I get a chance to, I will.
Great.
I'll call you up.
All right. Bye. 43422.
Okay. See you then.
Are you making a tape after today?
I was.
Oh, you were.
Cohesive organization.
It's evidence for the 30-day waiting period violation.
Yes.
This is state property. They can't test me on state property. If it was city property, they'd be right down here, let me tell you.
I wonder what those cameras were here for. I think we're doing something else.
Probably assassination.
Interviewing the police officer.
Did you see the ROTC colonel walk by?
Oh, hell, they walk by all the time. I didn't see him, no.
I thought you were going to plug his truck.
Oh, I do that sometimes. I've plugged their trucks before. They usually leave.
What did the guys do to you? Did they do anything other than frown when you sang the Law and Order song?
They just frowned, yeah. That's all they did. Like what can they do, you know?
Yeah.
Arrest me for talking? That would be real good.
Just wait a few years. Probably will be.
Years?
A couple of weeks.
Years?
A few years, I'll be looking for a job. People will be saying.
That was Jim Page's Lunch Hour concert out in front of the Hub on the University of Washington campus, October 4th, 1974.